People who will lie for me will lie to me. People who will lie for me will lie to me. Tell people at the door I'm not home. When you answer the phone, tell them that I'm not home. And so we teach our kids to lie, and then we wonder why our kids lie. Very interesting, isn't it? Now that's what we create for ourselves, and when we create it for ourselves, that's what we experience. Now, is that what you want to experience in life? Have you taught yourself that it's okay to tell little white lies? And then you'll lie to yourself too. You'll say, this isn't important, on things that are important. Lying is something that is infectious. It starts out small, and then it just grows and grows and grows. And some of the best liars in the world are people with the greatest imagination, because they create beautiful lies that sound so reasonable and so logical, except that they're not beneficial. I think that the reason that we say truth is so important, that we want to always follow the truth. What is new thought? It teaches the truth, we say. Well, what do the Baptists think? They're teaching the truth. What do the Catholics say? They're teaching the truth. I mean, everybody's teaching the truth. And how interesting the truth is. The truth is whatever direction we want to go. Now, we say the Seventh-day Adventists and we say the Jehovah's Witnesses are rather one-pointed. You know, they look at only one part of the Bible that satisfies their teaching. Well, don't we look at one part of the Bible that satisfies our teaching too? We do the same thing. We choose out of the Bible, and you can choose anything out of the Bible. We choose out of the Bible those things that support the philosophy that we are sharing. And we feel that that is the predominant thing in the Bible. That's what Jesus really meant, or that's what the Bible really wanted to say, or wanted to, or did, you know. And so we're actually lying, because the Bible said this, yes, but it also said that, yes. And it said something else, yes. You follow me? Mm-hmm. And so for us to say categorically that the only thing that Jesus taught was whatever we're teaching is a lie. Because Jesus taught many, many more things. Jesus taught to a people who were Hebrews. They were Jews. And they had a history of Judaism. They had a history of the teachings of Judaism. They had a history of the Old Testament. That was it. He said, I have not come to destroy the law and the prophets, but to bring you a new commandment. And so, as he, by his own words, said, he didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets, the word that had gone before in the Old Testament, but he came to bring a new philosophy. But what about his teachings before he made that statement? His teachings before he made that statement allowed for much of the teachings of the Old Testament. When he was teaching in the synagogue, he was teaching the Old Testament, and he was also teaching a new slant on the Old Testament. But again, it's a new slant. It's a lie to some. It's a lie to some who read it and take it by the book, take it by what it says. Now, is the Bible to be taken literally or figuratively? Is the Bible to be taken the word of God, that it's indestructible and unchangeable? Or is it a guide to our living, a guide to our thinking, and a guide to our better life? Now, you have to come up with whatever's on your mind, because you must not lie to yourself. If you lie to yourself, you will not trust yourself. See, if you people who lie for me will lie to me. So if you lie for yourself, you will lie to yourself too. And I think this is a big point. We're not really talking about other people so much as we're talking about ourselves, because we lie to ourselves. Well, just look at Ingeborg here. Ingeborg's a capable, fantastic woman, and she's lying to herself. She says, well, I'm no good. I'm not as good as other people. I'm not worthy. And I'm, my goodness sakes, she's as worthy as anybody on the face of the earth. But she's lying to herself. She's lied to herself so long she's believing it. And other people, I could bring them up again too. They lie to themselves. We know better because we can objectively look at them. We can say, but you are good. You can do these things. You are wonderful. You're fantastic. Why are you lying to yourself? Why are you telling yourself it's not so? Well, we don't know the inner mechanisms of a person. Just for instance, and this is a terrible statement, for instance, a person kills their mother. And all they didn't get caught for it, they didn't get tried for it, they didn't get anything. And all their life they live with that on their heart. Now, whatever the reason they did it, no reason is ever sufficient to kill another person. But whatever the reason that they did it, it soon disappears. And the thing that appears is that they killed their mother. They took this life of this very important person to them. They wouldn't be here if it weren't for her, and so forth and so on. And they begin to want to hurt themselves. They want to lie to themselves and say they have no talent, they cannot do this, and they are unworthy. And they may not even remember why. They may have taken the death of their mother and just put it aside because the newspaper reported that she died a natural death. And so that's what it is. And then they lie to themselves saying, yes, she died a natural death. But all their life, they have this deep hurt within them, and they may have forgotten what the hurt is. And they're living with this hurt because they lied to themselves. And so then they continually lie to themselves. They say they're unworthy, they're this and they're that and they're the other. And in the process, they just utterly destroy themselves, utterly ruin themselves. When at first we think to deceive, what a miserable web we weave, you know? Mm-hmm. When we first begin to lie, what a very terrible prison we create for ourselves, in our mind, in our heart, in our life. What a destructive world we create for ourselves. We cannot even stand our own presence. And we dislike ourselves immensely. Now, how do we get around that? How do we begin putting new causes in motion? If you did something bad, then face it and say, I did something bad, and I won't do that again. And then go on with your life. But don't say, I didn't do something bad. Don't say, I didn't. That's what they call the denial, you know. And if you really did something and you're denying it, then you're in hell. And your whole life is in hell. Nothing works out for you. If you didn't do something and you were blamed for it, then of course you always will stand up for the truth. But even after that, after a period of time of people continually saying, you did it, you did it, you did it, then you sometimes think, did I really do it? Did I really do something? You begin to doubt yourself. Never doubt yourself. Even in the slightest, never say, you're not as good as somebody else. Always say, hey, I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. I got talent kazoo. And stand up for yourself. Believe in yourself. Because nobody else cares, really. I mean, I don't care. I have no interest whatsoever in whether you like yourself or not. I think that if you don't like yourself, you're silly. If you do like yourself, you're wise. But hey, whatever game you want to play, if you want to destroy yourself, go right ahead. Go right ahead. And you destroy yourself by belittling yourself. You destroy yourself by lying to yourself, by saying things about yourself that are not true. Now, our phrase here, who will lie for me, will lie to me. And when we lie to ourselves, we will lie to ourselves. When we lie about things to other people, and then we will lie to ourselves until suddenly we live in this web of lies and we don't even know what the truth is. We don't even know what the truth is. You ask 10 people about an accident and they'll give you 10 different statements. And they'll stand behind their statements with their life. And yet all of them are incorrect. All of them are incorrect. Let me give you an illustration. What's our name? David Copperfield? He presents people with an illusion and they all believe it. That is there. The whole audience is looking at this illusion and saying it is true. And it's not true. It is an illusion. He has clouded their mind with this illustration And they believe it's true. He is sawing a lady in half. I mean, that's an old one, you know. And it goes right on through, pulls it apart, you know. And lo and behold, she's not sawed in half. How did he do that? Her legs are sticking out here and her head's sticking out there. How did he do that? Oh, he pulls things, a rabbit out of a hat, you know. And there's nothing in the hat. Everybody looks at the hat. There's nothing in there. And all of a sudden, he pulls this rabbit out. The rabbit must have been compressed, you know. He decompressed the rabbit. But again, he made the Empire State Building disappear. He made a railroad boxcar disappear, you know. He made lots of interesting illusion. If one man has such power to create an illusion for people and have them believe it, and they even know that he's doing this, they even know that it is not real, they know that that's an illusion. And they fight it, and yet they buy it, you know? So, what does a lie do to us? When we tell a lie often enough and strong enough, we come to believe it. We come to have it be part of our nature. Don't ever lie about anything about yourself. In fact, tell the truth more than ever. I am whole and perfect. I live in my eternally perfect spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I like me, I like me, I like me. I am God. That's a good one. Try any of these things and watch the miracles happen in your life. But people who lie for me will lie to me. When I lie for me, I also lie to me. I tell a little white lie just to not hurt somebody or just to get out from under a little problem. And the next thing you know, I'm lying up a storm. Little boys, little girls, little children who are taught to lie think nothing of lying about anything that comes along. They think nothing about telling a falsehood because, phew, that's acceptable. And they're patted on the back, you know. Good kid, you know. That's my boy. You tell the neighbors I'm not home, you know. You tell the telephone people I'm not here. You. That's my boy. That's my boy. You go ahead and tell them. You know what I mean? And so, Daddy likes what we do. He likes it when we lie. Oh, my goodness, how wonderful that is. I like to have Daddy like me, so I'm going to lie for Daddy. And then, after a while, he lies for himself, too. So, that's our nature. Whatever we believe about ourselves, it doesn't matter. To lie or to tell the truth. That's who we are. So, as far as we know the truth, let's always tell it. Let's always stand behind it. And let's be wonderful in that way. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.